Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you along on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at creating your own supergroup as well as creating your own opportunity team members. See, it's great that you're being front of mind of your network, of your community, but in the end we need to be able to handpick some special people that we're going to really be strategic partners with. We're going to have weekly meetings with them. We're going to really get into each other's network like you just don't normally do with everybody within your community. And you couldn't do it with everybody in your community because you just wouldn't have enough time. So we're going to look at now, how do we go through creating our own supergroup and creating our own opportunity team members? We know the importance of staying front of mind of our community. The more front of mind we are, the more engaged we are with them, the better the relationship we have with them, the more opportunities that they're likely to find to pass our way. So knowing that, what we actually want to do now is be able to find some key people to be able to form what we call our supergroup. So that might be 4, 5, 6 people that you're going to bring together every single month to be able to generate business for each other. That's what our supergroup is. Okay, so these people all have businesses in which you pretty much have the same target audience. You do different things, so you're not competing, but you have the same target audience. So you might have a marketing person with an accountant, with a IT person, with a graphic designer, with a web developer. All got business as their key target audience. You might have people who all sell for a particular age group or a particular gender. You might have people with a community that are all based on educating teenagers or educating mums, or the product, the service is all towards males between 30 and 40. As long as everybody in that particular group has the same sort of target audience, you're going to be able to help each other to be able to create business for each other. So your super group, then you're going to meet monthly. So every month, 45 minutes, it's better if this particular group can meet face-to-face. If they can't because you've got people in different parts of the country, because of what your product or service does, that's absolutely fine. That's not a problem, and that doesn't mean that your super group can't function just as well as if they could meet face-to-face. These days you can do things through Google Hangout where you can see each other, you can do things on Skype where you can see each other, so it's not a real big problem. The other type of group that you're going to form is individuals in what we're going to call opportunity partners. So these are people where you and them are going to get together every single week, 10-minute phone call, to strategize how do you get into each other's networks, how do you do things for each other that allows you to be really leveraging into each other's networks. So there's two different sorts of groups there. Now, opportunity partners, you can get up and running instantly because that's just a matter of one-on-one. Your super group where you've got to coordinate a handful of people to come together might take a little bit longer, but that's fine. Get one, get two opportunity partners, then start forming your super group. Then get 3, 4 opportunity partners. I think at the beginning, the most you could probably have are 4 opportunity partners. And you'll see why shortly when we go through the agenda, because otherwise you just won't have enough time to be able to do things for your opportunity partners. So if you look at a bit of a process of how to be able to create these particular groups or opportunity partners, there's pretty much 4 steps. So the first step is you've got to ask. You've got to ask people that you want to be involved, would you like to be part of our particular group or being part of an opportunity partnership? So the conversation goes something like, look, I'm just putting this group of people together. We all have the same sort of target audience to be able to help leverage into new networks. Is that something you'd like to be a part of? If it was a one-on-one opportunity partnership, I'm just looking at building some referral partnerships with people, really to be able to leverage into new networks and to be able to help each other grow businesses. Is that something you'd like to be a part of? Because now it's either a yes or a no. And most people will say yes because they don't know really what it is that you're trying to do, and they've got this perception in their head. That's why the next step, conversation, is so important. So you've got to have a conversation around what does that referral relationship with look like? What does that opportunity partnership look like? What does the super group look like? You've got to end up on the same page. If the other person goes, oh, I'd love to be part of your super group and I'll sort of turn up when I can and look for opportunities as they come, well, that's not what you're looking for. So therefore, that'll fizzle out. So you've got to make sure in the conversation stage that you really are understanding what each other person wants and therefore being on the same page. So therefore, in this stage here, even though they've said yes, this is a bit like their interview stage. So you've got to determine, are they right for your super group? Are they right as an opportunity partner or not? Then you've got to be able to train them. So that's step three. If you go into this and you start having meetings and you haven't trained each other on how to create opportunities for one another, then it's going to fail. So you've got to be able to make sure that you sit down, referral training manuals out, and you actually train people on how to listen for the right things, connect you with the right people, find the right sorts of referral sphere people that you're looking for. So again, if you're not sure how to be able to create that manual, go to referralmarketingguru.com.au/manual to be able to get my manual and be able to create your own very quickly. The final step is now you create action plans. So we had step one, ask. Step two, have the conversation. Step three, train. Now step four, you've got to start creating action plans. So many people become referral partners. They want to be able to be part of a group and then they just turn up and they don't do anything. Well, what a waste of time. We've got to make sure that we're strategically planning all the time how to be able to make new business opportunities come our way. Like we have business plans, financial plans, life plans. We've got to break this down to having referral plans, opportunity plans. Okay, so the agenda for the super group and the agenda for the opportunity partners are fairly similar. So they both start with accountability. What happened from the month before or the week before, and go through, and everyone needs to be accountable for what they said they're going to do. Obviously, the very first time you meet, you won't have that section. Okay. The next part is, what's your goal? What's your goal for the month? What's your goal for the week? If we can help you with the goal, fantastic. If we can't, not a problem, but at least you're keeping yourself on track by having a goal, your goal for the particular week. Okay, so the goal might be to write 3 new articles. The goal might be to fill a seminar. The goal might be to do a particular piece of marketing. The goal might be to be able to fix something up within your business that's got nothing to do with partnerships. But whatever it is, state your goal. After the goal, we go, what sort of connection do you want for this week? What sort of connection do you want for this month, depending on which group you're in at the moment? Okay, so this allows you then to start branching out into new networks. You've always got to continue growing your networks. You can only grow your networks by either going out and meeting people or being introduced to people. So the more people you're introduced to, then the quicker you can grow your networks without a whole bunch of time or effort on your behalf. Okay, so the agenda goes then, who would you like to be connected to? So I might say, well, I'd love to be connected to architects. I'd love to be connected to mortgage brokers. I'd love to be connected to business coaches. I'd love to be connected to mums groups. The final part of the agenda is, what can I do for you this month? If it's with your opportunity partners, it's what 3 things can I do for you this week? So notice there's a difference there. In your super group, what can I do for you this month? In your opportunity partnerships, what 3 things can I do for you this week? So you can see with the opportunity partnerships, 3 things that if you have 4 partners, well, that's 12 things that you're going to have to get done this week for your partners. That's 12 things your partners are going to have to get done for you. So you can start to see how opportunities and business is going to start coming your way if you've got 12 things that your partners are doing for you. So you need to understand what it is that you want your partners to be doing. You have to be able to share that, articulate that, so that they understand what it is that they can actually be doing for you to be able to help you generate new business within your business. With the super group, You then go back around the table. So once people say, this is my connection, you go back around the table and everybody gives the connections that they can to that particular person. When you come up to the, what's one thing I can do? So the person A says, I'd like you to be able to do this. Person B says, I'd like you to be able to do this. Person C says, I'd like you to be able to do this. Then you go back around the table and person A says, well, I can do this for you and I can do this for you and I can do this for you. Okay, and you go then to the next person. I think the best thing for you to be able to do is to be able to use a program called Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O, nice little board organizing app that can sit on Android and Apple. And then that allows you to keep notes so that both people and all parties know exactly what's supposed to be being done and they can mark it off as it gets done. So it's just Trello.com. It's a free program that allows you then to be able to keep notes that everybody in your super group can be invited to. They can all see the notes. People in your opportunity partnerships, you can both be invited to it, so you can both see the notes. Because then that helps the following time when you start off with accountability. Now, forming these groups is extremely powerful. Forming these groups is really some of the cornerstone to creating lots of opportunities very quickly. If you sit back and you just talk to your network without strategically planning, you're not going to get anywhere near as much as if you have key groups of people who are doing things for you. So let's just go that you had six people in your super group, you had four opportunity partners, there's 10 people that you were strategically planning with every single week or month to be able to generate new business. You will notice new business flows very quickly when you have that sort of setup. So what you have to do, go into your network, go around the people that you know and that you've met, and you go, who needs to be part of my super group? Who needs to be an opportunity partner? So the easiest thing to do is set up your opportunity partners first, because that's just a one-on-one relationship rather than trying to get a group together. Get one or two of them going within the next 30 days. Then start creating your super group. Then come back and get the next one or two opportunity partners. You can be completely set up within the next 60 days to be able to have both of these running. Just imagine 10 serious people giving you new opportunities every single week or month. You can start to see how your business is going to change very quickly. What you need to make sure of is that you pick the right people. So don't rush into it picking people who aren't right. Go through the ask, the conversation, the train, the plan steps. If you pick the wrong people, the groups will fall over. I look forward to hearing how you're going. Remember, always shoot me an email, michael@michaelgriffiths.com.au. If you've got any questions, make sure you pop over to referralmarketingguru.com.au. You can always see our great blogs. Join us in the community on social media, whichever platform you like. Get our free podcast, and really looking forward to having you around and seeing the sorts of things that we might be able to do to be able to assist you down the track. Until next time, take care.